He's sidled up to the bar, this big, heavy wood bar, and a Durin is serving drinks. I mean, I think the rumors are true. I think it was a Faraday, but I mean, there are so many of them. Which one is it anyway? So, I don't. You two are looking for it then?
Well, you could say that. Also, this spyglass is very handy. Can I buy it off of you?
Sure. I would take a very generous tip.
All right.
Okay.
What's a generous tip?
Well, we paid 10 gold for the tour itself. I don't know. I feel like generous is 20 or 30%. Yeah. Well, 20 is pretty normal, I guess.
What if I just matched him another 5 silver?
Kayla's like, I don't need this currency. I think 5 silver is incredibly generous for just a spyglass. So you do what you want.
What do you think? I should give him 3 silver?
Sure.
Does 3 silver suffice?
How to make friends and influence people with Lila.
I mean, you could just buy me a drink. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So you buy him a drink.
How much does a drink cost?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Mark's like, it's all relative anyways. Okay. I buy him a drink.
I didn't think that he was going to say anything else special. It seems like a lot of the people blame the Faradays. And like we've uncovered, the Faradays, at least from a common perspective, they stand to gain, you know.
To gain the most.
Yeah. They do stand to gain.
The Faradays have their agreements with the Tower. So,
right.
You know, the Tower's had little presence here over the past, I don't know, 100 years or so. But they built one. They built one of the towers on the other side of town about a year ago, too. So,
yeah.
You know, they supply them with all their stuff. The Tower is, you know, this repeat client and all that stuff. I don't, it just makes sense to me that it's the Faradays, but.
Right. I know it's not a huge big deal, but I am suffering from 2 strain right now. Uh-huh. I would
if
like
you go to
to
bed, your strain's yeah, coming back.
That's what I was going to say, is I would like to yes, not go explore in the night. No. I'd like to go to bed, get up early. We'll eat a quick meal and then head straight out into the cemetery while the map in my head is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go get this thing
done.
Let's
go clear some weeds out.
I am less interested in clearing weeds out and more in just following that trail to its end. Okay.
I just mean like take a machete or something like
sure,
that.
Sure. I'll have my sword out all the way.
Okay.
So I guess that's it, Mark. Let us climb up, go to bed.
Okay.
Reduce your
Do I get to reduce stress for sleeping?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Strain goes down to 0.
Okay.
You bid Branch farewell, and he stays at the bar, and another few people come up and start asking him questions about ghosts and stuff. And you head up to your room, and the two of you tuck in for the night. I have to ask, what's for breakfast?
Well, okay, so we went to brunch before. I'm going to say that breakfast sandwich I had, it was so good.
You want to make a breakfast sandwich this time?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was on that breakfast sandwich?
It had an over easy egg. So it had like that perfect runny yolk. And then it had a sausage patty and arugula.
Arugula.
I think it had a little bit of maple syrup on it. But I think that was from the patty. It was so good.
And bacon.
It did have bacon.
Arugula is just like a little bit spicy. Yeah.
Yeah,
just a little.
Did it have...
Maybe a little bit of mayo on it.
Well, did it have cheese?
It did. It had provolone on it.
Okay.
And then if you're not gluten intolerant, you yeah, would get it with an English muffin.
There you go.
But
I don't think a trash panda is picky about what they eat.
No, but I'm just saying that's what she's having.
Lila orders sausage, bacon, an over easy egg, a biscuit, a side salad, and puts them all on top of each other.
Smash.
Yep.
Yeah. With a little bit of mayo.
Ivo just wants biscuits and gravy with sausage gravy.
Yeah.
Ivo is a man of habits.
Yeah, the same gravy yard biscuits.
Gravy yard biscuit. Gravy that's yard what biscuit. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two
this,
of you enjoy
it's
your food.
This is Verigard's favorite, so.
And head out into the cemetery.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And as much as we can, I don't know if you're going to require a roll for this, but I want to make a beeline for where we know that we're going.
Can we mark where we're going?
And I want to try to avoid, you know, along the way, mm-hmm, those spots that you were saying where we would see ghosts.
Yeah. So you head back to the Applegate Memorial in the center of the cemetery, mm-hmm. where you see the statue of Jonathan Quincy holding up his lantern.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm guessing that we follow the gaze of the Helbling.
Yeah. She's looking pretty much at the place where you were last night. You look at the wall and you see that little gap in the buildings where the tour stopped, and you make your way in that direction. Let's have Ivo do a roll with a free upgrade for that triumph.
Okay. What am I rolling?
That's a great question. It could be perception, geography.
Okay.
Athletics.
Yeah. I like athletics to lead the way, especially since we know that this isn't going to be like a cut and dry path. Mm-hmm. So athletics, and then an upgrade gets me a blue.
No, you can change one of your greens to a yellow.
Okay.
And we're going to make it an average difficulty, which is two purples.
Okay. So got a free upgrade. That's good. I'm going to argue for a boost because I'm well rested, morally speaking. Like, I know last time I rested, I was stressed out. But we've taken a day. I've gotten rid of that strain. I've been able to clear my head, refocus. My companion is confident about this move. And so I want to just say that, like, Ivo's maybe back a little more back to his old self, and he's blazing this trail with vigor. Gets a boost for that.
So you can have a boost for that. I do want to give you a setback because this part of the cemetery that you're heading into is so untended and wild.
So that's a black?
One black, one blue, two purples, and then your athletics
with an extra yellow.
Hey,
one success. Finally.
One success. I was having a slightly better day.
Look at all those blank dice. I rolled seven dice.
Very and unlucky.
Four roll. Of them come up blank. I'm just saying that because no one can see what I'm seeing when they're listening. But out of seven dice, four come up blank. That's crazy. Man, I have the curse of the forever GM for sure. Okay, but fair enough. Hey, one success. Yeah, so we're not hurting ourselves, at least.
No, you successfully carve your path through this wild section of the cemetery.
Excellent.
You pass by those ghostly hot spots that you saw last night. And as you pass near one rather than through one, you can hear scratching on the stone of the mausoleum. You can feel eyes on you from darkened shadows.
No.
But the sun is high in the sky, and whatever is in the shadows is not coming out right now.
In the shadows.
We're good. We're good so far.
You make your way to the wall, and as you get closer to the spot where this thing disappeared, you realize that the wall is not just a flat carved wall that it appears to be, but you see names etched into it and places where things were set into the wall. The wall is covered in tombs all the way up.
Oh, are these like places where remains were put?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like they were carved into the wall and then sealed.
Right.
But they all appear, they're all varying sizes and appear to be large enough to put a person in
a hole. Right. Okay. Well, I'm hesitant to mess with people's remains. I was hoping there'd be like a secret door here, but maybe we should make some rolls and see if there is a door.
You tell me what you would like to roll. And
Can we read the names? That's not going to take a roll. Can we?
No, you can read names. There are a bunch of names. And close to the ground, it appears that there are larger entryways, some of them with iron gates closed up. And further up the wall, smaller names that are a little bit more difficult to read.
So we're looking for a name of interest. We're looking for Applegate or Faraday. Well, there's always perception. Do you have a history or a lore skill?
Well, lore would let me be able to look. Well, history, though, too. Like, maybe looking from, we can't see.
Or even just perception.
Yeah, I do like perception.
You said perception was your favorite.
I'll take perception, vigilance. Probably none of the social skills,
no.
Any of the knowledge skills.
I'll make the
vigilance. If you have a magical solution, that could work too.
Right. I'm just hesitant to spend strain this early on. I will, I'll make a vigilance check if you make the perception check and we can see how that goes.
Okay.
I figure that I'm on guard and I'm trying to be as alert as possible. And I want to maybe see if any of these iron gates that you were talking about would be the place where our ghost of interest has been traveling.
So a vigilance check is going to be with a flipped story point, it's going to be against a red and a purple.
Red and a purple. Okay.
I'm requesting a boost because how far away are we from the place that we're looking at? Like,
we're right distance. There, baby. We're on the wall. Okay. We're reading the wall.
Okay. Well, I'm on your shoulders for right now, right? And so I'm going to look up to see. I'm going to look for like any traps, doors, or I don't know, like, you know,
hidden buttons, loose stones.
Right.
Okay.
Do I get a boost for that?
A boost for what? You're just looking right now. Tell them why you deserve a boost.
Why I deserve a boost? Because I'm Lila. Sorry, I'm tired. No. Because I have a higher perspective being on your shoulder.
A boost for being on my shoulders. Uh-huh.
A boost for having the high ground.
Yeah.
I'll give you that boost.
Yes! The blue die, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I should probably argue for a boost too. What is she rolling against though?
Two purples.
Those purples.
Okay. I'm going to argue for...
is the more difficult check.
Yeah. I'm going to argue for a boost.
Yes. Two advantages.
Yeah, but no successes.
I got advantages.
Okay. Yeah. Can I use her advantages for a boost?
You could.
Okay. Is that okay with you?
It'd be two boosts.
Yeah. Can I use...
But I'm looking for some...
I know, but you didn't find anything. You didn't have a success. I'd like to use your advantages to make what blue if... die so okay. that I can have more chances at a success. All right,
fine. Take okay. me to.
That's what we'll do. My goodness. That is said, still zero successes
no.
and two more advantages. So you just got your advantages back, Mrs. Reed.
That's right, Mr.
But we're not successful in finding anything.
Well, you two are looking around for the name Faraday.
Right.
And a lot of this part of the cemetery is overgrown. And a lot of the names on the wall are old and weathered, and some of them are covered in moss and lichen. Looking around takes a while. Ultimately, your failures are that it is well after noon by the time you find the name Faraday.
Okay.
You find a large tomb set in the wall.
Okay.
It's a little bit off from where you began looking, off to the north. And it is a little bit different than the ones around it, as it's a little more intricate. It looks like it was more skillfully crafted than some of the other ones.
Okay.
It has a large iron gate, mm-hmm. bars covering the front, but it's ajar. There's a chain on it that looks rather new. Looks like it's only maybe been in the elements for a year or so, with a lock that is broken.
Okay, well, that's where we're going.
Which Faraday name is on the tomb?
It just says Faraday.
That's annoying.
In we go.
Are we going in?
Absolutely.
It's noon. Do you want to do
it? Noon.
It's past noon. Shouldn't you go in tomorrow? Like, just mark the X marks the spot and go in the next day when it's morning?
Well, how long are we going to take on this quest? And plus, if we wait, we give somebody the chance to move things. And this gate is already open. We might already be too late.
Fine. Gosh.
I'm just saying, I don't know how Mark runs games, but I would punish players for just like... taking long rests and taking their time. Like,
fine. We move quickly to get in and out in 15 minutes, okay?
Sure.
If we don't find the light.
It will be as fast as this duo of dunces can go. Yeah. Let's go. I'm not saying that Mark would do that. I'm just saying if I was running a game and players were just taking their time to constantly rest up and be at full hit points and stuff, I punish you guys for that kind of stuff. You know I do. Mm-hmm. So if you have time, that means bad guys have time. So
whatever. Go. All right. We're going down.
We're going in. We don't know if it's down yet.
I thought it was in the ground. It was a jar.
It's in a wall, babe.
It is in a wall.
All right.
It's in a wall. Yeah. We're just walking into a gated wall.
Okay, cool. We're going to be quiet as we possibly can.
Well, you can roll stealth, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to roll stealth because...
Okay. It's very dark in here, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was looking at my sheet. I think I have a lantern of some kind. Let me check.
Okay.
I'm going to roll stealth.
Yeah, I have a lantern that I can light up. I'm not worried about lighting a lantern right now.
You did not use those advantages.
So can my stealth roll be so good that I make Ivo stealthy too?
You can roll a combined stealth check.
Yes.
We'll roll combined.
What do I get for how many boosts can I?
Combined means that I roll, right?
No. Combined means that whoever is better rolls.
Makes the roll for us. Okay. That's you.
Lila's got the same agility, but two ranks in stealth. So you're rolling two yellows. And then since Lila is a raccoon, that's two boosts. One additional boost for Ivo.
Yes.
And
now we just got to add the negative ones.
You better be quiet as heck. I got five dice in my favor right now.
It is...
They're not the strongest dice, but yeah, you do.
Yellow's the strongest dice.
Yeah, yellow is. Yeah.
There are two of those.
It's against two reds and two purples.
Okay, roll.
Any other reasons why you have a boost?
Am I on his shoulder still?
I don't know, are you?
So can I be like his guide? Like on, like...
You could be.
Let's say that because we have been doing this a while as a team, we get a boost for being a team. Like, friendship is magic.
Oh my gosh. I taught him how to be more stealthy.
I will allow that with also a setback because you're carrying a lantern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so add a black one as well.
A black?
Yeah, that's the setback.
That's the setback one?
Okay. Right. Wow, this is a handful of dice. Let's roll out of dice.
What'd you say?
All right, that's two failures and three advantages.
Ah!
Okay.
The two of you begin to head down this passage. The walls look like they're carved from stone, and every now and again you see a little carved out space. You see little piles of rags and bone.
Oh, like an alcove.
An alcove. Yeah, that's the word. And it looks like this place may be the final resting place of multiple Faraday family members.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As you go, it gets colder, a little bit damp.
Okay.
And the walls go from looking like they're carved out of stone to almost looking like they're poured with cement or something like that. The shapes get a little bit more crisp.
Okay.
And still those alcoves remain with remains in each of them. And before long, you see lit by that lantern that you carry.
Mm-hmm.
Something in the center of this walkway.
Ah.
On the ground, crumpled. It looks like it might be a body.
Okay. Well, Ivo's going to steel himself and step closer to investigate. I think as he's doing that, he wants to have his guard up. Like, maybe... Like, can I set the lantern down so that it's still lighting my path, but, like, draw my sword? Okay.
Yeah.
Because... I know that bodies could be dangerous, but there's also a chance that this is just what it is and just someone who fell, like one of the adventurers who came before us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what it looks like as you approach.
Yeah.
It's not a Helbling like the Faraday family. You see that this person was probably a Hylia and that they are probably beyond returning.
Okay. Okay. So... In D&D, it's totally normal to search dead bodies, but I'm wondering, like, culturally in the world of the other place, is it okay for adventurers to check out this body? Or is that, like, because I also...
Depends
like,
on
I,
the adventurer's personal morals.
Right, okay.
Lila doesn't want to touch it.
I know Lila doesn't.
I feel like of the two of you, Lila would be the one who would search the body.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm just thinking.
We can't leave any clues behind if there's something on this person. And they were obviously led. That's what I knew that we would find. We would find the trail of the other people who went before us and didn't come back. Mm-hmm. So I just want to see if they have anything helpful
us. My thought is to... Did they step on a booby trap? Because he said this was newer and crisper. And so, like, if somebody was doing something bad who stole the lantern...
That's fine. Do you want to check for traps,
Rogue? I want to check for traps.
And then will you search the body?
Easy perception check.
Okay. I'll help with that if I'm allowed.
A boost. And then whoever has the higher perception is rolling that.
I have three greens. What do you have?
I put a yellow. I don't really know what's higher.
So this one's fun. So we're going to use Lila's cunning, which is three.
Right.
And Ivo's perception, which is one. So instead of any boosts, it's going to be two greens and one yellow.
There you go.
From me?
Yeah. So take away one of those greens and add a yellow. There you go. And easy means one purple.
One purple.
Yep.
You also have those three advantages from that last check if you wanted to add them as boosts, or you could do something else with them.
Well,
maybe we should save them because we still have two failures.
That's fine. I was arguing that we'd get a boost.
We have two sets of eyes rather than one.
Well, I almost just want to argue that if it is a trap that killed this person, that would be obvious also from the body. So if that's the case, we should get a boost. But, sure, you know,
you can have a boost for that. If you're going to take that boost, I'm going to give you a setback because even though this body looks, I mean, you can't tell when this person died.
Okay.
But Hylia decomposed quickly.
That's true. And just to refresh my memory, it's because Hylia are your plant people.
Yeah, they're mushrooms.
Yeah, they're mushroom
people.
They're
fungi people.
Yeah, they return to what they are quickly. So black.
A black.
Yep, and then let's roll it. I'm right, good
so
with that.
So I have one yellow, two greens, one blue, and a purple and a black, correct?
That sounds right.
Okay.
One success, three advantages.
Nice, we finally did something. Okay.
So the two of you look around this place and you check out the body. You don't see any spells forged into the walls or anything beyond normal things that you would see in a tomb. You do see spells beneath these little alcoves that would help prevent something from rising.
Okay,
most of them are intact.
Okay.
You don't see what caused this Hylia's death.
Okay.
There are no signs of any sort of trauma whatsoever, actually.
Okay.
Three advantages.
Yeah. Okay. So if you don't check this body, I will.
Okay. I was checking for traps, though.
Yeah. So in this world, traps are fairly uncommon. And if there are some, they are usually made with the forge spell. So the only spells you saw forged were keeping some of these things dead.
I guess
right.
So.
And you said most of those were still intact.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just
see the little faint glowing symbols under each of these alcoves?
Right. That's good.
I can search the body then.
Well, or we could just ask, could we use one of her advantages that we've checked the body as well, like without a roll or would
yeah,
that
I
be
mean, it? You don't have to actually roll to search the body.
Yeah.
The okay. advantages could be something useful on the body.
Okay. I would like to spend the advantages to find something useful.
Did you have something in mind?
We're on the right trail. I'm wondering if, I don't know if this is too much to ask, but I guess we don't know until we ask. Because we were not able to identify the Faraday who seemed out of place as the statues, right? We just knew that the Faraday statue that was looking over her shoulder, she was who?
She was Yvette Faraday.
Yvette Faraday. Okay. So we did know that. Okay. I don't know. What would be... I was wondering... I wanted to ask if this hero had a clue that we didn't have, like a piece of information.
Oh, you mean like...
So what
like
do you think would be good?
Like a paper?
Like we could find any kind of clue on the body of something that we don't already know.
Right.
I know we're on the right track at this point because, like, I don't need to loot a weapon. We don't need to loot cash. We don't need to loot, you know, anything.
We need
like that.
Information.
Well, that's what I was hoping
I
for.
Know. Like maybe a key or.
What if? Okay, let's just try this.
A
I
map,
mean, we
map.
We have three advantages.
I think a map or a key would be good.
A key to what?
I don't know. There could be a key to. Something that might, where the lantern might be locked up if it's down here. I'm just saying.
Okay. I actually kind of like that
what was
idea.
Your idea, though?
You actually have a total of six advantages. So if you want a map and a key, we can
of
do that.
Of the underground Faraday.
Yeah.
Not mausoleum.
That's fine. I was gonna see if this hero knew the identity of that ghost that we've been seeing, but we haven't been able to identify.
Oh, that would be good, too. Yeah. Why don't we blow all three of those on the a map?
Well, let's see what...
key.
No, I don't think he's going to give us a map and a key. I would say a key and the identity of the ghost. That would be six
okay.
advantages.
Can you we find a key?
Okay, we find a key.
It's iron. It is maybe 4 inches long
okay.
and pretty heavy.
I'm going to put this on my neck. Yeah.
Okay. And you find a book that looks like it was from that library. That Lila was at yesterday.
New knowledge is power. Haha.
It is a little gross being under this decomposing guy.
Yeah.
But it is a history of necromancy in the eastern part of Guildland. And one of the pages is marked
okay.
about Greenfield and about Emric.
Okay.
Emric Faraday.
Emric was the granddad?
So Emmerich was the brother.
Yeah.
Who died.
Emmerich was the one who died before the two young women died.
That's right.
In the same place in the cemetery.
He was trying to save them.
I mean, he died before them.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Year-ish.
That's right.
Yeah. He died.
Nobody knows what happened to him.
Nobody knows what happened to him, and nobody technically knows what happened to them.
And his was covered up because
it's high profile.
They think it's necromancy.
Right. They think he was a necromancer.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so say that again. The page was about Emmerich.
The marked page is about Emmerich and the theory of necromancy in the Faraday family.
Right. Okay, so this is just more evidence to back that up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm happy
with
this.
It doesn't explicitly say that he's a ghost or anything like that, but...
No, I understand. I understand it doesn't explicitly say that, but it tells me that we're on the right trail. We're going to take this key and we're going to press on. I can't give this any more time. We have to finish this. Like,
we did.
Ivo, you know what? And I'll do this in character. I'll do this in character. Lila, we have to finish this now. There is obviously something nefarious. Are you with me?
As long as if we have to get out of here real quick, we can light everything on fire. I'm in at the end.
I don't know how much would burn in these stone caverns, but I will do everything I can.
Okay, let's go. We're gonna die. Okay.
We're not gonna die. We can do this.
We're gonna die. Okay, let's go.
The two of you continue on, passing small alcoves with.
Can I say we're marking where we've been?
I mean, so far there haven't been any Ys, baby. It's just a straight tunnel.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm not worried about it. We can run straight out of this.
You do eventually come to not a crossroads, but a T.
Okay.
Do you want to head right or left?
I always go left first in a situation like this. Are you good with
it's
left?
It's a paladin thing, actually. Always going left. It's what they teach. Mm-hmm. It's Caleb's thing, too.
Oh, okay. But you know why it's my thing?
Why is that?
Because if you just pick one, like if you're in an actual maze and you just put your left arm out and like hug the left wall, you can't miss an exit. So
yeah.
Yeah. So left is my choice.
I was going to say.
Are you happy with left?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go left.
You head left. More alcoves, more darkness. The passageway opens up a little bit. It widens. Oh. And it opens up into a large chamber. Mm-hmm. It actually turns right again and opens up into this large space. There are a number of larger tombs in this place. There are alcoves, but rather than being guarded with a forged spell, they are guarded with iron bars and gates. Some of them are locked, and they all, as you hear the dripping of water and see a pool of water off in the corner, they all look a little bit corroded. And some of them are broken.
No!
There are smaller locked alcoves with iron doors towards the bottom of this room, all around it. And it's eerily quiet deep below the city of Greenfield.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think as you enter this place, you splash a little bit in one of these puddles.
No!
Since you rolled your stealth check
way
back when.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, we know what we're here for. We need to look for the lantern. Yeah.
Can I make a perception check for the lantern?
Yes.
I think that it's good that we have two coins to flip in case we get into danger. We could flip a story point run.
Not dangerous.
We're not in danger yet. Nothing's here. You're just creeped out by the setting because Mark's doing a good job. But no, what I was going to say is I'd be willing to cast something using divine. Uh-huh. To sense if the lantern is close, like if we're barking up the right tree.
You could do a sense check.
Right, right. I know we had talked about that before. I'd learned about that. Is that two strain?
It'll be two strain.
Yeah. I'll burn two strain to find lantern if it's going to help.
You have to roll it too.
Okay.
There's a chance of failure.
Right, I understand. So there's two strain. I was just doing the strain first.
Yeah.
And then I'll prep my divine skill.
So over the course of looking for this lantern, you have heard again and again that it may contain the spirit of Jonathan Quincy Applegate. Mm-hmm. So you're going to reach out and try to sense any spirits that might be in here. Does that seem right?
Right.
Okay.
And Ivo's fairly confident that they have found the right place, especially since there's a body behind them. I'm going to argue for a boost to this because he's confident that he's correct this time.
Okay. A boost for confidence. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, because Ivo has struggled this mission with even thinking that he's the man for the job. But I'll take that. What am I rolling against?
You are rolling against short range. You're rolling against one purple.
Okay. And
unless you want to make it more difficult by, let's see, you can sense emotions, increase the range, intentions, anything like that.
No, I think a location would be enough. And I think I'm in the right place. So short range is fine with me. Okay, well, we'll roll this. I don't want to make it any harder than it is. One success.
One success. You, what does it look like when Ivo casts Sense? Sense requires concentration, but it doesn't require any.
Oh, you know what? Dang it. I have component casting. I should have given myself another boost for component casting.
Well, you still got a success. You got a success.
Yeah, I got a success. Well, like Ivo's other magics, they're always going to give off a little bit of light, but they're not super bright because it's just this molten sort of metal that he's casting with. But there's a glow, there is some light, and maybe for a brief moment, the room gets a little bit brighter, this chamber that they're standing in. And if he finds what he's looking for, can it just glow? Can he make what they're looking for glow, or even if it's just in his vision that he can sort of like, you know, see a path, like a clairvoyance spell. You know how they do clairvoyance in video games where something will glow for a while?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is only visible to Ivo. And I think maybe he holds out a hand and gets this sort of idea of that molten metal in his hand, and it slips out of his hand through his fingers and traces across the floor.
Okay.
And it heads towards the far wall, but before it gets there, it splits. And one bit of this molten brightness goes into one of these little alcoves with a complete metal door. It's iron and locked. And the other one traces up the wall into one of these open alcoves with the rusted off metal bars. And as it does so, I'm going to flip a story point.
Okay, we need to start flipping these back,
As that light reaches this place, Ivo's eyes tracing its path, whatever it comes into contact with there sort of begins to bubble. Like a bright white molten, almost water, just sort of fountains out and starts pooling.
Okay.
And a shape starts rising from it.
Okay.
What do you
see? Which Lila can see too.
Yeah. Well.
And we're probably rolling initiative.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, Lila, get ready. There's a fight.
Thanks for listening to Tales from the Gray Library. The Lost Lantern features the voices of Kayla and Logan from the Battle Buddies podcast. Battle Buddies is an actual play D&D podcast focused on collaborative storytelling, exciting adventures, and meaningful friendships. You can find them wherever you get your podcasts, and they have new episodes every other week. If you liked today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Tales from the Gray Library for reminders about new episodes. Be sure to also leave us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. Tales from the Gray Library is based on The Other Place by Mark Eberhardt. If you like this story, be sure to listen to The Other Place and Fenrain Files wherever you get your podcasts. Tales is played using the Genesis system by Fantasy Flight Games and Edge Studio. Tales is produced by Nightcast Creative. To find out more about us and the podcasts we make, visit nightcastcreative.com.